Welcome back. All right. You're on the Rational Revolution here on Civic Media. Hey, if you like this discussion, and you should, because you should bookmark this, because I think this is going to be pretty informational. You can download this anywhere you get your podcast. Check out the website, civicmedia.us. Download the app. That thing is sweet. And listen to us time and time again. Like, subscribe, share, all that stuff.
That's how I listen.
Right? Oh, yeah?
Podcasts, yeah.
Oh, cool.
At my leisure.
Right? Hey, thanks.
When I have time. Oh, yeah, I never missed your show.
Oh, that's great. That's Laura McCoy here. I will pay you later.
no money has exchanged. Right.
Oh, yeah,
been
I suppose.
None.
Yeah, to be clear. So we were talking on the other side about the transparency with vouchers and how much money leaves the district. And I imagine it's a huge number that's taken out of. And so that number was basically what you would have had. And prior to vouchers, the district kind of did have that in essence. And that's been taken away.
Right. So, so last year, the Green Bay School District is made up of obviously the city of Green Bay.
Yep.
But it's also the village or town of Green Bay. Alloway, parts of Bellevue, parts of Ledgeview, Eaton, a lot of different municipalities. Obviously, the largest one by far is the city of Green Bay.
Yeah.
But the state allows us, when we lose that money to vouchers, to which, by the way, last year was almost $14 million.
Holy crap.
It allows us, and honestly, we have no choice but to replace that money through local tax levy. So that falls right on our local taxpayers, property taxpayers. And so that's why we believe that that number belongs on the tax bills.
Yeah.
So we levy locally for that money. So taxpayers are paying for it.
So the Green Bay Public Schools lost $14 million.
Approximately $14 million. I think we also gave $1.1 million to a charter school up in Howard Suamico last year. That's for 1 year. And they, I'm sure, get money also from Howard Suamico and Pulaski
yeah.
and probably Ashwaubenon. So that isn't part of the voucher system because they're a public charter that comes right out of our operating costs, like right off the top.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. What people need to understand is when that money leaves, whether it's a charter school or voucher schools, that money now leaves the control of our taxpayers.
Yeah,
With our public schools, right? They have a school board that they've elected, and we answer to them. Whereas this money leaves our district and goes to schools where they don't have elected school boards. I don't even know if you can go to if their meetings are open. I know some you can look at their meeting minutes, mm-hmm. but we videotape our meetings. You can watch them,
right?
And you can live stream them, and
I have done that, right?
Yeah, I mean, so there's all kinds of transparency around how we spend our money, and the taxpayers' money in our district, but all these other entities that receive taxpayer money have, I'll be honest, various degrees of transparency.
Oh, yeah.
They're not all the same. But, right. But they don't, once that money's gone, we lose all control over it.
What is the difference between a charter school and a public charter school?
Oh, God, you're going to, I don't know how to explain that necessarily. The public charter up in Howard Suamico has to take all students. Anybody who applies, but so that might be the defining difference. I'm not sure exactly how to explain that.
Are a lot of the charter schools like the private religious type schools?
They can be.
Okay.
I mean, this is where it starts getting.
This is when it gets really
complicated. The voucher schools that we give money to are I think all of them are religious schools in this area.
There's somewhere in like some founding documents, I think, of the United States about that maybe glances over separation of church and state type thing. So, you know.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that.
Would be worth a look. And so, you know, to kind of take public tax dollars and give them to religious private schools, boy, it kind of blurs that line a little bit.
Yeah, there's parts of that that don't set well with people. I'm somewhat, I don't have a real strong stance on that. I would agree with you that I think there should be a separation, but mostly I'm worried about the funding and taxpayers and being answerable to the taxpayers of this community.
It's interesting because when I was in the Republican Party, this was a hotly debated thing because this was kind of, I know this came with the rise of Scott Walker. You know, we'll put that right on his plate because that was one of his huge initiatives that he did. Was vouchers and it was interesting how they packaged it as transparency with tax dollars and taking control of education and school choice, you know. And I think it's such a it's not as honest as it should be. And as we're talking with Laura McCoy here, member of the Green Bay Public School Board, we're going to talk about on the other side. We're going to talk about that. Being responsible for tax dollars and where and what school districts are going to have to do. Because you face these massive shortfalls. Okay, well, now what? It doesn't mean the need is not there. So, yeah, stick around here on The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you back in a little bit. Put a spell on me.